This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. As the New England ski season ends, some bonds forged on the slopes are more enduring.
Hi, I'm Dick Perkins, and I'm 78, and I used to be a real estate guy, and now I'm just a skier.
My name is Tony Carlton. I'm 80, and who am I? I'm a retired school teacher.
Dick Perkins and Tony Carlton have been friends since the 1950s when they met as undergrads on the Dartmouth College ski team. They built successful careers around Boston, raised families, and kept skiing. Years ago, Tony was hit with a permanent neurological disorder that destroyed his upper body strength and made walking difficult, but he could still ski. More recently, macular degeneration left Dick legally blind, and he had to hang up his skis. Until Tony had an idea. He proposed serving as a ski guide so his visually impaired friend could return to the mountain.
Because it was what I loved to do. Therefore, it's such a gift to have Tony volunteer to take this guy out and see whether he could get down the hill.
And it's become so successful that one of the great times we had was skiing with his daughter Meg and finding how startled she was when her visually handicapped father was disappearing skillfully into the distance. What a wonderful rush that is for a daughter who has been sort of agonizing over her father's impairment.
Skiing's certainly been my favorite sport. It's the sense of the freedom of the hill, carving a good turn. And then I guess just being in the outdoors in the middle of the winter is joyful as well.
The feeling I have is transcendental, almost religious, because in everything that I do, getting out of a chair, getting out of bed, I do it awkwardly. I walk very stiffly. When I ski, and I do this really well, is we do this arcing where the skis go way out to the side and our body stays centrally flowing down the hill. And my sensation is that I'm in the hands of an angel who's moving my body in wonderful, smooth, sort of graceful patterns that I can't experience in any other thing I do in life.
Tony starts off, and we ski within a turn or two, so that I'm watching his uniform at all times. And I can also see the terrain by watching his legs.
My costume is, pants are dark colored, and they have 3 2-inch wide red fluorescent duct tape horizontal circles. And so when I turn and my legs bend in that direction, that's a strong signal of direction. Then I have a yellow jacket and a bright orange painted helmet. He has a large bib with letters that are 4 inches high that say visually impaired on his chest and his back. I have a large bib with the letters even bigger, 6 inches high, that say guide.
The thrill of the wind in your face and the carving of the edge. It's a great experience. We ski faster than most of the people on the hill. We're probably among the top dozen people on the mountain at any time. Fast enough so you know you're really moving.
See, people are really shocked when they're modest skiers, and we go flying by them at twice their speed, and the second guy has a big sign saying visually handicapped. They say, "What's up?" How can that be?
One of our friends was watching Tony and I walk out of the lodge, and he came up to us and he said, "Tony, you sure ski a lot better than you walk."
I said, "An expletive." I said, "No, blank. I can ski better than I can walk. I can ski better than I can do anything."
That lifelong identity as a skier is something that's really sustaining as we age. It's a great feeling to be able to say, "By gosh, I could still do that, and I can do it pretty darn well." For Tony also, it's what gets us up in the morning.
What I do for Dick is not only a big help to him, but it's a blessing for it to have arrived in my life. It gives me a purpose, and as I get weaker and older, I don't have a choice. I got to get up on Saturday morning at 4:30 because Dick's waiting, and that's not easy.
Well, certainly we've had a lot of intense time together, and Tony keeps saying that he's running out of conversation, but he never does. So I never get any peace. He's always talking.
I'll tell him a story, and I can say, "I only got 5 stories to tell, but your memory's so bad, I can tell them over and over." But it's a big part of my social life, because I'm a hermit, a self-styled troglodyte hermit. I live alone in a silent house. So that's a lot of interaction for a hermit. What's so magical about this is two crippled old men can do something that looks dynamic on skis and really well.
Lots of people talk about, I'll do that till they take me out in the box. And as long as we can physically do it, I think we'll probably do it.
For photos and video of Dick Perkins and Tony Carlton in action, go to WBUR.org.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gone.